This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 341 for Thursday, April 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are trying to recover from overnight losses on Thursday morning, but face pressure from losses in other vegetable oils. The May canola contract nudges up 50 cents at $746.20 per ton, and the July contract is down a dollar at $743.90 per ton. There's weakness in the Chicago soy complex, along with more modest declines in Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is a pinch higher. Meanwhile, small losses in global crude oil prices are weighing on the veg oils. Canola crush margins rebound, with several positions back over $200 per ton, lending support to the oilseed. The Canadian dollar is lower this morning, with the loonie at 74.16 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.31. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending March 30th include more than 155,000 tons of old crop soybeans, while new crop soybeans see a net reduction of 48,300 tons. Soy meal export sales exceed 245,000 tons of old crop plus 32,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil comes in at a marketing year high of 27,600 tons. Corn export sales are nearly 1.25 million tons of old crop, along with 26,200 tons of new crop. Wheat comes in at almost 194,000 tons of old crop, while new crop has a net reduction of 10,200 tons. ANAC projects April soybean exports for Brazil at 13.74 million tons, up from the 11.36 million last April. Egypt is tendering for 60,000 tons of wheat, while Japan buys nearly 79,000 tons, split among Canada, the U.S., and Australia. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday morning. The May contract falls 18.5 cents at $14.92.5 per bushel. May soy oil drops almost 6 tenths of a cent at 54.65 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $1.60 at $449 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its May contract giving up 7 cents at $6.46 per bushel. Oats are steady to higher, with the May contract unchanged at $3.38. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago May loses 3.5 cents at $6.78.5. Kansas City May jumps 12 cents at $8.73, and Minneapolis May tacks on 5.5 cents at $8.79. A reminder that the markets in Canada and the U.S. are closed tomorrow for Good Friday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 6th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.